Our previous series of Shurim were on the Birchas Erison. We begin now, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a new series of Shurim, and that is on the Birchas HaNesu'in. And as in the previous series of Shurim, the first shiur we gave was just explaining the basic brachas, and what each bracha means, and what each bracha represents. So too, in this series of shiurim, we will begin first by speaking a little about the meaning of the various brachas. So the Gemara on Daf Zayin Amud Beis teaches us, Tana Rabbanan, Mevarchim Birchas Sarim, we have to make the Birchas Besara Kol Shiva. We make the Birchas Chsanim all 7 days. I'm Rabbi Huda, but Rabbi Huda says, when is the Birchas Chsanim recited? Shabo Panim Chadoshes. If there are Panim Chadoshes, then and only then can we make Birchas. We can make Sheva Brachas. And Amit Hashem, we will speak about who are considered Panim Chadoshes. Ask the Ma'amai Mevarach, what is the Nusach of the Brachas? I'm Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Huda says, the first Bracha is, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Bara L'Chvodai. The first bracha that's recited is Shehakol Bara L'Chvodai. And the Paiskim discuss what is the bracha of Shehakol Bara L'Chvodai. So Rashi says that the bracha of Shehakol Bara L'Chvodai is a bracha that's recited in honor of the guest who have assembled, in honor of the chassan v'kala. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu acted with such chesed, on behalf of Adam v'Chava when he took care of them, so to speak, getting married. And the truth is that the bracha really should have been recited as soon as they gathered together. However, we wait to make this bracha together with all the other brachas. Another reason that the Rishonim say why we wait to make this bracha together with the other brachas is because, as was said, we're making this bracha in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know Beroiv Am Hadras Melech, so we wait for the entire assembly to gather together when we'll have a larger group. That's the right time to make the bracha, because that's when we have greater honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another shot that I saw is that the bracha is actually recited in the honor of those of the Zakenim, of the Choshva people who come to attend the wedding. And in honor of these important people who come to attend the wedding, we make this bracha. That's the Ravan's pshat. Another pshat that I saw is the bracha is in honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what's the reason that a couple gets married? The reason a couple gets married is to give cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're trying to perpetuate his world, the world of Torah and Mitzvahs. And that's why it's appropriate to make this bracha, because that's how we recognize what is the purpose of the entire marriage. Another pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the person. But until the person gets married, the person really hasn't reached his goal in life. As the Gemara Masechta Yevamos says, Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha Shari B'lay Simcha B'lay Bracha B'lay Taiva B'lay Taira B'lay Chaim B'lay Shalom. Only now, when the person is getting married, do we come to the recognition that he has come to his tachlis of why he has been created. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara says in Masechet Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Nimnu v'gamru, Shenayich lo la'adam shloi nivra mishenivra. It would have been better that the person should not have been created. However, v'achshiv shenivra, now that the person has been created, yifashvesh b'masiv. He should do tshuva. Yifashvesh b'masiv. And the Masha explains what's pshat in that Gemara, because Chazal counted the mitzvahs, and they actually recognized that there are more mitzvahs loisasei than asei. And because there are more mitzvahs loisasei than asei, it's more likely that a person is going to do an aveira than do a mitzvah. And that's why, noich lo shlo nivra. It's better, it would have been safer and better that he should not have been created. What's the only way to solve that problem? Yifashvesh b'masiv. And make sure to do more mitzvahs asay than lois asay. But there's another way. And that is that if everything we do, even the gashmiyistig activities that we do, are l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it turns out that we're in a much better place. So that's what we say as we begin the wedding. Shahakol bara l'chvaydai. That everything we do l'chvaydai. Everything we do for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, then it was quite worthwhile that we have been created. And that's why now it's the time to make a bracha. So based on the above, I saw a question that clearly the halacha is, as we discussed in our previous series of shiurim, by the wedding, a bari pri hagafen is recited, then the birchas erison, and then we begin the sheva brachas. So Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein discusses a situation where the Masada Kedushin made an error, and instead of saying the bar pri agafen and then saying the birchas erison, he said shakel bara chvoidai. And the question is, he shouldn't have said shakel bara chvoidai. We're not up to the sheva brachos, we're up to the siddur kedushin. So he says, based on this Rashi, that since Rashi says that the purpose of saying shakel bara chvoidai is in honor of the people who gathered, and really Rashi said we should have made the bracha as soon as the people got together, but we only wait, like Rashi says, until everybody comes together. So Rashi is making a strong argument that Hashakel Baruch L'Chvoidai may have a place at the beginning of the wedding. And since Hashakel Baruch L'Chvoidai has a place at the beginning of the wedding, even before the Birchas Erison, there isn't a problem if it maybe was recited, at least by mistake. The halacha is that the bracha was recited even before the birchas erison. The problem with this whole approach is that, as we've discussed, and Rav Zilberstein makes this point, as we've discussed many times, the halacha is that in the time of Chazal, the minig isn't like it is today. Now we do the erison and the nesuin essentially at the same time. In the time of Chazal, the erison was done, and then a year later the nesuin was done. So we see that the bracha of Shaka Baruch L'Chvoidai has nothing to do with the erison, because erison and the suin weren't done at the same time. But then Rav Zilberstein has a different discussion. He speaks about a chassan, an interesting chassan, who is learning in yeshiva, and he prefers that all of his friends should stay in yeshiva learning and not participate in the wedding. So he quotes a story with Rabbi Yehuda Das Shlita that says that when he was in yeshiva, there was a Talmud in the yeshiva, student in yeshiva, that he told all of his friends before that he was getting married that you'll be doing me a bigger favor if you'll stay in yeshiva and not come to my wedding. Stay in yeshiva and not come to the wedding. So he says that they asked, this bacha was learning in yeshivas called Torah. At that time, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Kol Torah was Reb Baruch Konstadt, and they came and told him that the Bachurim on Yeshiva, they're not attending the wedding. And he told him, go to the Yeshiva and make an announcement that I asked that all the Bachurim should go to the wedding instead of, should go to the wedding even though the Chassan told him not to come. And Rev Zilberstein explains why. Because we just learned from Rashi, Shahakal Baru L'Chvoidai, Rashi says, Eino Min HaSeida, it's really not connected to the Chosin and Kala, Ela Sifa Sa'ama and Asafim Shom L'Gilma Chosin. It's said in honor of the people who gather together to make, to do chesed and participate in the wedding. Zeichel l'chazdei amokom, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same, that he participated, kaviyochel, in the wedding of Adam v'Chava. So now, says Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, from here we see that a wedding isn't just l'kavod achosim v'kala. The wedding is also l'kavod the people who are there and l'kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the chassan has no right to forego that covet. He could forego his own covet, but he can't forego the covet of Hashem, and he can't forego the covet of those that attend it. Another argument he makes that by having more people, more friends participate in the chasana of a Talmud Chacham. So people will say, why did so many people attend this wedding? Because the chasana is a Talmud Chacham. And it's important to show respect to a Talmud Chacham. And therefore, there will be more covered HaTorah, which is obviously what we're trying to accomplish. And that's why he suggests that it's so important to attend, it's so important to have as many people attend the wedding of a Talmud Chacham because it brings Kavod HaTorah. But there's another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest why we should have, why we say Shahakol Baruch L'Chvoidai. And that is another pshat why we say Shahakol Baruch L'Chvoidai is said from the Belzer Rebbe, Rabbi Socha Doiv, the word, Rashi says, L'kavra am ha-nasofim. So he says ha-nasofim means we see sometimes the word asifa refers to people who have passed away. And what happens by every wedding is the previous generations, even those who are no longer here, come to participate in the wedding. And that's what Rashi means. L'kavara am ha-nasofim, it's an honor of those families, an honor of those people who are no longer here. And in their honor, we're saying this bracha of Shahakol Baruch L'Chvoidai. In fact, this is a raya that many people suggest, that at every wedding, the previous generations come to participate. The previous generations come to participate. And that's why we, in fact, now say we make the bracha of Shachar Baruch L'Kvodoy in the honor of those people who are participating, who are no longer here, those neshamas. And I saw a tshuva, in the Shalos of Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov, Chelik Eben Ezer, Simen Pei Gimel, if it's appropriate at the wedding of a chassan v'kala who never don't have parents to say a Kel Mole Rachmim in their honor. And he says, just like on Shabbos and Yontif, there's a minig that we say Yiskar, we say Kel Mole Rachmim, whenever it's a time of heightened Kedushin. So too, he says, that if we're saying now, and that's what we're saying now, is indeed the pshat and the bracha, that at the wedding, the parents and the previous generation come to participate, so it would make sense to say a kol molei rachamim in their honor. And he says, and therefore he says, it would make a lot of sense. However, he says, as in all areas of halacha, we should always follow the minig. And if the minig is that we say that if there are people who have a minig to say Kel Mole Rachmim at a wedding, there's strong basis for such a minig. But if there is no minig, we shouldn't establish our own minhagim.